Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers, a dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends, a place where anything can happen. Usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free, and things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights. Turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us here on the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. You're listening to us, hopefully, for the rest of the evening here. We've got a very special guest on with us this evening, and he's from TV's Ghost Hunters show. You're probably familiar with him as the twin brother of Carl, the demonologist. This is Keith Johnson, the demonologist that we have with us. He's also a paranormal investigator in his own right. He offers classes on Ghost Hunting 101, has his own radio show that you can tune into by checking out his website as well, and he's been kind enough to come on the show this evening and join us. And Keith, I gotta tell you, we just have the weirdest luck with anybody from the TAPS people that join us on the show here.
Oh, really?
The first night we had, first show we had, Jason Hawes was kind enough to come on the show. And for some reason we had this weird salsa music playing in the background on the phone.
Oh,
so
really?
Half the time he couldn't hear us. All he could hear was, hey, in the background. And then in February, on February 5th, Steve was kind enough to join us on the show. And we were just having all kinds of crazy technical difficulties. And this is our big kickoff two-hour show that we've got going on tonight. And the Internet's going wacky on us. We're having streaming problems. So, my co-host and producer here is just sweating. He's like, Dave, these TAPS guys are great, but they're killing the show, man.
Well, that does happen.
See, you guys are bringing some kind of unique energy to the show. I don't know. I know what it is, because we're trying to educate the people. We're sharing it, and the evil forces out there don't want you guys passing on the good word. I think that's what's happening here.
That could be.
You think so?
I think so.
Now, you wanted to take a minute real quickly here. You've got a couple of friends here in Minnesota you wanted to say hi to.
Yes, Hans and Nick of Minnesota Ghostbusters. Now, they are, they go by the name Ghostbusters, and they actually dress in the whole jumpsuits and everything like that, but they are the real deal.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know they take part in the parades and everything, and got their picture with Miss Minnesota, but they actually are the real deal, and they do help people. They do a lot of good.
Oh, that's awesome. And where are they located out of for the people in Minnesota listening if they're looking for help?
They're located in Brainerd.
Brainerd, okay.
Yep.
Great. Well, thank you very much for mentioning them and for letting everybody know that there is another group in the Minnesota area that we can go to for help.
Yes, I highly recommend them.
Fantastic. Now, how long have you been investigating the paranormal?
I've been investigating on and off for 30 years.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I make my living out of it, but yes, I have been doing it for 30 years, yes.
All right. Has there been something you've run up against where you just thought, holy crap, I'm in over my head here?
I would say not spiritually, but sometimes with the people themselves.
Okay.
Sometimes people call you for help, and you try to help them, and for some reason it just doesn't click in. They are just so terrified that they pay attention so much to their fear rather than the solution, and that's unfortunate. But spiritually, I haven't yet come across something that I can't deal with as yet.
All right. Tara from the boards here, she goes by the name Starbucks 6154. She says, Keith, you always seem very calm from what she's seen and read. She'd like to know, have you ever been scared for yourself or maybe for a fellow investigator while you were out?
Oh, yes. Yes, plenty of times. plenty of times it does get to a very, very dangerous situation sometimes. And you just, every situation is different, and you don't always know what to expect. But I have to say, most of the time, investigators do work with each other on a case that, you know, basically they give their lives for each other. Most of the time you see that camaraderie, and that's what helps. That's what usually makes or breaks a case.
Okay. Have you ever been on an investigation with maybe a newer member, and does the entity or demon pick on the newer, weaker member and
yes.
can see it happen?
Oh, yes, yes, that's happened. I was going through a haunted location at one time, and a new trainee was there, and he was spouting off, "I'm not afraid," and he was challenging these entities. And I said, I don't know what touched him, whether it was a moth or just, we didn't see anything touch him, but
right.
he felt the back of his neck touched, and he really started freaking out. And so these things will happen.
Now, would you recommend as a paranormal investigator, if you're trying to have something happen, is it a good idea to try to incite these?
I would be very careful. That's known as provocation.
Okay.
There's various forms of provocation. I personally use religious provocation, but that can be very dangerous because you're actually provoking something to come out. You watch Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, where he's provoking these creatures to come out of their dens, and he's trying to get to the rattlesnake.
Crikey, have a look at that demon.
Yeah,
she's
that's
a
right.
beauty.
Yeah. My crocky, come on now, come on, old fella.
Look, it's fresh demon poop.
Yeah, right, It's basically the same thing,
Okay.
Yeah.
But because I always wonder, I've even seen Steve. I love Steve and Brian and those guys, but to watch him on a lot of the Ghost Hunter shows, they're like, come on, what are you? Go on, show us. You can scare the women and kids. But, I'm just waiting for something to fly across from him and knock one of them under
keys. That's the mild version. You should see it off camera.
What goes on.
I think that's the PG-rated version, yeah.
Do you think
it's a lot
hairier
than that? I've seen Brian and Steve, especially Brian. I've seen them do a lot worse than that.
Do you think that hurts the credibility of paranormal investigating, though, seeing them act like that and do those kind of things? I know I'm not trying to get you to pick on your friends. I know they're
right.
great guys. I just mean, I always see people on the boards complaining about that, and they think it's schlocky. Would you recommend that as an investigator, or just, ask the spirits to make themselves known? Do you want to challenge them?
Well, I wouldn't say it hurts credibility, but I would say it's very potentially dangerous. There are dangers because, to be honest, 9 times out of 10, nothing will happen when you do that. But there is that 10th time when something does attack.
Have you seen that happen yourself?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've seen that happen. I'm saying it's happened to Brian, actually.
Seems to happen to Brian.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, we're in this house once, and this is how he does his provocation. I do mine religiously, and I only do it if it's called for. If there's something there, I feel there's something there.
Well, explain to us real quick before we get too involved, what is religious provocation? What are you saying?
Religious provocation is when you're using prayers, religious symbols, or religious connotations that will, an unholy entity, an anti-religious entity, will actually cause it to react in some way.
Is it like in The Exorcist when you have Father Marin, I call on thee in the name of Jesus Christ, and he's sprinkling the holy water. Is that a provocation?
Yes, that's a form of provocation. But there, the entity, the possessing entity, is already revealed in that scene.
Oh,
sometimes
sure.
they're not revealing themselves, and this is the way you get them revealed.
Okay.
But I've seen Brian cussing out a spirit where suddenly he was slapped on the back of the head, and he was shoved, and things happen. And, it's really ask and you shall receive.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. This really interests me, and I've only been on a few paranormal investigations myself, and I'm kind of one of those guys where, I really would like to see some of this stuff for myself.
Right.
But on the other hand, I'm just, I think I'm going to have to buy Depends when I go on a real investigation, because I think if I see something, I'm going to be working up an EVP of my own in the britches, so. passing out there. I didn't know where the provocation if that's a good idea. But I'm sorry, you were going on with the different types of provocation that go on.
Yeah, and there's just a simple question and answer where you're trying to get something to respond. There was one time I was with, Mike Dion. He's been in New England Paranormal, Steve's
right.
group. He's been on a few episodes of Ghost Hunters. We were in a house once, and these women had these frog candles and these little ceramic frogs, and they were really in the frogs. These two young women were terrified, and we were trying to bring the spirits out to get them to communicate, and we did get a couple of knocks, and we're asking, do you like frogs? And all of a sudden, we hear this, like, bullfrog noise coming out of nowhere, and we're looking around. What is that? And it's really, you know, what did you eat tonight? You know, we look at each other. But it's like, then it's like we actually caught it on tape. It was coming out of the air. It's like really a bullfrog noise. So that seemed to provoke this spirit into manifesting. So that is just an example of provocation. But the MO I usually use is religious provocation, where I'll use prayers or, you know, in the name of God, in the name of Jesus.
Now, when you do that, I know you're a Christian-based belief right. on that. Does that, in the Bible, that's supposed to reveal it, right? So
yeah.
If I'm just sitting here and I'm you know, not acting possessed, if you start provoking me in the name of Jesus, it's supposed to reveal the demon or the entity that's possessing. Is that correct?
It can, yes.
Okay. Oh, so sometimes it doesn't? They can still hide from you?
Oh, yeah. They can still hide. Sometimes it takes a great deal of provocation. And sometimes it won't be apparent, perhaps until the very end. Until you do an expulsion, then you will get a sign.
How many exorcisms yourself have you been involved in?
I've been involved in, with people, not that many. I've been involved with some people, but houses, I've done a lot of cleansings. I don't even remember how many. There's been so many. It's actually a person, then it gets a little hairier, though.
Now, the possessions that you've done with people, do they ever... have you ever kicked one out, and then maybe a couple of years later you're dealing with another one, and the demon that you're messing with is the same one you booted out of somebody else?
I haven't personally had that experiences, but I've caught different voices on tape in the form of EVP that seem to be the same ones that we've dealt with before. They have the same personality. They have the same vocal intonation. They do get around, and sometimes they do follow from place to place. They show up in different places.
Okay. Garrett Jacks here has what I thought was a really kind of cool, interesting question. He says he doesn't know if this is going to make much sense to you, but he was wondering if there are entities that are something between an angel and a demon. You always hear about one side or the other, but never about something that doesn't, you know, belong to either heaven or hell. Does such an entity exist, and what is it called, and what does it, you know, what purpose does it serve?
There you get into the realm of elementals. That's one example is an elemental. Elementals are drawn to earth, fire, air, and water. They seem to be drawn to these elements. They seem to be comfortable in these elements. Native Americans are much more in tune to these types of spirits and much more knowledgeable than we are, so to speak.
They're neither bad nor good?
They seem to be mischievous. That's how I describe them. They're mischievous and they're territorial. They can do a little growl here and there. They'll show themselves as lights and everything like that. They'll make noises during certain weather conditions. They'll show up, but they basically are territorial, and they're just telling you, stay away from this area. It belongs to me.
Deb in North Carolina writes, and she wants to know, she's received newsletters from a certain ghost hunting site that basically says there are no such things as demons,
mm-hmm.
and that the earliest writings of the Bible don't even mention them, and she'd like to know what your views are on that. And she'd also like to say, keep up the great work, and she loves you guys.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. I think the knowledge of demons has been with humankind as long as recorded history goes. And they actually, in the Bible, they are mentioned, but it does not say necessarily these were demons. They're referred to as other things. They're referred to, like the angelic host is referred to as stars. The devil himself is referred to as a morning star, and he had many stars with him. And you see that again in the book of Revelation, where the dragon swept away a third of the stars with his tail. Doesn't mean literally stars. It means these celestial beings that were angelic, and he swept a third of the heavenly host out. So they're not always referred to plainly as evil spirits or demons, although once in a while you will find an evil spirit in the Old Testament mentioned if it has a specific purpose, such as a lying spirit, or the spirit that tormented King Saul.
Okay, but I got 5 lying spirits at home from the ages of 1 to 18.
Oh, it does happen, yes.
And I think we have a lot of spirit activity because something breaks and I always say, who did that? And none of them did it.
Right.
So I don't know. Now,
don't look at me.
Exactly. Chad from the Nocturne Society wrote into us, and he says, many people feel that demons are based in religion as in from hell, while others feel that they have nothing to do with hell at all. And he wanted to know what your views were on that.
Demons, I believe they are, they're in a separate dimension from us. Sometimes it's referred to as hell, but hell has many different translations. There's Tartarus, there's Sheol, which basically means the grave. There's the place of torment. They're described as existing in dry and arid places. They exist in a separate dimension from us, is the best I can define it. They are here, and yet they're not here. You know what I mean?
Like, okay.
They can be in a room, but for them to reveal themselves, they have to make kind of a crossover, a transition into our dimension. So that's their state of existence, and it's a very tormented state of existence from what I've learned.
Great. Well, you're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. This evening, our guest is ghost hunter and demonologist. His name is Keith Johnson. You've seen him on the TV show Ghost Hunters on the Sci-Fi Channel. He's on this evening talking to us a little bit about possession, about investigating. And as we've promised throughout the show, we've been taunting you with it. We're going to go to a quick break here when we come back. Stay tuned because we're going to be talking to you about the episode from season one that never aired. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show.
Adopting aliens and giving them good homes since 1953. Just don't tell our landlord.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
It's Dave and Tim shacking up in the darkness on the edge of town.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Teresa from White Bear Lake, and I needed to refinance my home and do it fast. I contacted a lot of mortgage companies that made promises and commitments that they just couldn't keep. Then I was referred to Keith Troutman. Keith was knowledgeable and worked fast. He listened to what I needed, and within 7 days, we closed on my loan. Other companies promised to save me up to $500 a month. Keith, however, found a program that was right for me and saves me over $1,300 a month. I would recommend Keith Troutman and Tri Minnesota Mortgage to anyone.
Thanks, Teresa. This is Keith Troutman, president and owner of Tri Minnesota Mortgage, and no matter what your situation is, we're here for you. We locate financing programs other brokers cannot. Most lenders use 10 to 20 investors to fund their loans. We have a national investor base of over 70 that ensures you'll get the best loan program available to meet your needs. Call me today at 952-223-5000. I know I can help. Right now, with qualifying loans, we are sending you on a 7-day cruise for two. Certain restrictions apply. Check out our website at cruiseatclose.com for more details. Or call 952-223-5000. That's 952-223-5000.
Women today are busier than ever, making it harder and harder to take care of ourselves. I'm Robin Leverton, owner of Chow Bella Permanent Cosmetics in Brooklyn Park. We specialize in beautiful, natural-looking eyeliner, eyebrows, and lip color. We provide professional and personalized service in a sanitary environment. When you choose Chow Bella, you are guaranteed the gentlest touch imaginable. I'll work with you one-on-one to help you achieve your desired look. We offer a full, rich color palette that will accentuate your natural beauty. If you have allergies to conventional makeup, suffer from hay fever, watery eyes, or the embarrassment of little or faint brow color, and you want a look that will stay fresh all day, every day, then we have the perfect solution for you. Time is a rare commodity, and with Chow Bella Permanent Cosmetics, we help you take control of your time by giving you a low-maintenance, fresh appearance that you will love every day. Book your appointment by January 31st, and you will receive a 25% discount. You deserve to look your best, and at Chow Bella, we want to help you. Call 612-306-4961. That's 612-306-4961.
If you really need to have a dragon, you'll be able to tell the difference between you, sir. And the creepy. Cap's Matter Bag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of the Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology, the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at tapsparamag.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Ghosts, goblins, witches, creatures of the night. Yep, that just about covers everybody Dave and Tim have ever dated.
Oh my god, this girl's really turning me on.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening, and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. This evening, our guest is from the TV show Ghost Hunters. He's a paranormal investigator and demonologist. He's also a lecturer and teacher. You do all types of different lectures all over, is that right, Keith?
Yes, I do.
Great. Do you have any lectures or anything coming up here you want to talk about?
Well, on the 24th of this month, I'll be doing a lecture in Providence. I'll be doing a class, teaching a class on paranormal investigation. And we get into all aspects of investigation, what equipment we use, and we start out with the simple hauntings, like a paranormal investigator is likely to encounter, and patience, of course, is much of a virtue as anything else. And we, at the end of the class, of course, we start showing video of actual demonic cases.
Okay. Now, how can people sign up for these classes in your area if they're interested?
Well, they can go to the website. Just go to any search engine and go to the Learning Connection. Go to the Learning Connection, and it'll show all the classes listed right there, and they'll be very easy to find it. Or they can go to our website and click on from there.
Okay, and your website address again is?
www.near.s5.com.
And that's N-E-A-R dot S like Sam, then the number 5.com.
Exactly.
Okay, and you can also find links to Keith's web radio show, which is on, and that the name of the show again is, I'm sorry.
Which is this?
The name of your radio show?
Oh, it's WCAN, Phenomenon. It's Phenomenon.
Okay, great. Phenomenon. So if you want to hear more from Keith, get any more insights, you can certainly tune into that, and I'm sure they'll be happy to take your emails and answer questions and help you there as well if we weren't able to get your questions this evening. Keith, do you see an increase of demonic possessions taking place now, or is it just becoming more commonplace because people are talking about it more?
I don't know if it's increased so much, but I think people are more aware of it. I think it's coming out in the open. Certainly the media and literature has done a lot to bring that out. So I think people are more talking about it, and that people are more aware that this stuff does go on. But I think it's been going on for a long time. It's been not that uncommon, actually.
I do have a question here from Stacy, and then we'll start getting into the unaired episodes. She says when she was in college, foolish, and she was kind of into the paranormal, she had an entity get a foothold on her through automatic writing in the Ouija board, through hard work and very knowledgeable friend who was also a powerful psychic. She was able to cut off ties and separate herself from the entity.
That's
really a terrifying experience, she says, and she learned a tough lesson. But she always worries that this connection is still there and that she'll always be vulnerable despite the fact that 17 years have gone by. Does she need to be worried, and are there things that she can do to protect herself? She says she no longer uses the board and has not done any automatic writing since that time.
I don't think she needs to be worried as long as she does something to replace that, as long as instead of relying upon the spirit, she's relying upon others, she's relying upon her faith, upon her psyche, and that she just will not allow something to get in. Because the danger in this, in automatic writing and using the Ouija board, is the fact that you are surrendering your psyche over to something. You are surrendering some of your motor control. It's almost like a a form of semi-possession when somebody's doing automatic writing or a Ouija board, because they're actually asking for something to control their psyche to a certain extent. That's where the danger comes in.
So would you say to avoid any chance of possession, you should avoid those type of activities?
I think they should be avoided.
Scrying, doing all that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. Now let's get into the episode. In season one, we were taunted with an episode that was coming up about a real possession case.
Yeah.
And everybody was kind of disappointed when they tuned in the next week and it had nothing to do with possession.
Right.
Can you tell us, lead us up to that, and what happened and why they replaced the episode?
Okay. The we were originally contacted by members of Maine Paranormal because of our experience in demonology, because there was a family where the mother of the family, who was in her 70s, was supposedly possessed, and she was going in and out of possession, and they wanted to see if we could come up and help out. So one night we did go up there to Lewiston, Maine, and it was a snowy, cold night, and Brian was with us. Brian got very, very sick. That afternoon, he actually started getting very, very ill, but he insisted on making the trip anyway. I wound up driving his car. This will happen sometimes. An investigator will be knocked back. And we went up. We met this woman, and she asked for a blessing of the house. She told us her story, how she'd been going, supposedly been possessed by the spirit of a dead Canadian Frenchman who was buried in the basement. That's what a psychic told them, and that's what they believed. Well, I started blessing the house. While I was blessing the house, the woman was upstairs. She did go under what seemed to be possession. And so I came upstairs and had a question and answer session with the entity that was possessing her. When I used religious provocation, it sent the entity's personality suddenly changed. It was supposedly a Frenchman suffering from some kind of lung disease. Well, then the entity changed, became very hostile, claimed to be the devil or of the devil, and speaking mostly in French. Her husband was translating, and she came out of possession after a while, and she was in torment, in a great amount of torment at that time. So I finished blessing the rest of the house. While I was blessing the rest of the house, somebody took a picture. The back of my wife's neck had a large aquamarine, what appeared to be an orb, resting on the back of her neck. And that's known to be an entry point of the demonic. Usually when somebody's afflicted, they will feel a tingling on the back of their neck. So, of course, I blessed her and prayed over her and anointed the back of her neck with oil. We left that night, and we came back several months later she was still feeling, I told her that the entity was still there as far as I knew. So we were called back. She was still under torment.
Now, can I ask you real quickly?
Yes, go ahead.
You said that a psychic told her that a dead Canadian Frenchman was buried in their basement.
Right.
Did they ever decide, well, maybe we should have this looked into?
Well, we had an expert who had done masonry work, and he couldn't really find, he didn't dig the wall up, but he couldn't really find any evidence that the cellar floor had been tampered with. But there were people, before these people moved into this apartment, there were young occultists that had written satanic graffiti over the wall, so there could have been something, some spiritual entity in there.
So now,
yes.
Could this reason that she was taking on this form, saying that it was this French character that was in her until you began with the religious provocation, could it be because the psychic opened the door and planted the seed that it was indeed a French Canadian dead man in their basement, so that's the guise it was taking?
It could have been,
okay.
Yes. Yes, I believe it could have been.
Okay. So go ahead. We'll continue.
They did believe it was a French Canadian who had been buried there.
Okay.
But through religious provocation, I just began subtly introducing religious words into the conversation, to the question and answer, and this entity became very violent at the mention of it. And then I asked, "Are you really a human spirit?" And it said, "No, this spirit's speaking through her." And then I said, "What are you?" And I actually have that on tape.
Do you have that? Was that some of the audio you wanted to share with us?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, Keith has some of the audio from the show, so we will warn you that you're going to hear some stuff that wasn't aired. If you're easily disturbed, you might want to listen right now. Is that fair to say?
Yes, I'm glad you said that because some of it is a little disturbing.
Okay. We'll go ahead and air it, and we'll just be quiet and let you go.
Okay, this is the point where I'm asking, I'm doing religious provocation, and the entity is becoming hostile, and she actually admits that it's not a human spirit. So this is that scene here.
In the name of Jesus Christ, where do you know Marguerite from?
I need her.
In the name of Jesus Christ, are you human? Are you a human spirit?
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, yeah. What kind of a spirit are you?
Understand that. But.
No, I don't speak demon or French. I think I heard O Canada in here somewhere.
what was asked was, I asked, how did you enter Marguerite? And she responded in French, saying, the angels of God. And of course, I asked, if, are you really a human spirit in the name of Jesus? And said, no. And said, it is the devil.
Wow. And her husband was there telling you what was being said?
Yes, he was translating for us.
Okay. All right. So now take us through the rest of the steps. What else happened?
Well, as I said, when we're concluding the blessing of the house.
Now, was she laughing at you? Is that what we're hearing? She was.
She began laughing derisively, and then she became very hostile and screaming.
Okay.
When she came out of the possession, she was in a great deal of emotional torment. So, her son had a room upstairs that he kept locked, and he had a phobia about this room, that supposedly the spirits lived in this room, and he wasn't going to let anybody in it because the spirits would kill everyone. So I was able to bless the entire house, including the basement, but I was not allowed access into that room. So we left. We came back several months later, and this is when the premiere of episode of Ghost Hunters was about to be aired.
Okay.
And we were taping this episode when we went back there. As I mentioned, there was another part where we went to another woman's house who was also supposedly experienced possession. In this case, this other woman, it turned out to be that we could not really find any evidence of possession. It was Jason and Grant and myself could find no evidence of actual demonic possession. And we didn't have an explanation. Of course, we're not medical doctors, so we couldn't give her a diagnosis. It may have been mental illness, may have been some organic cause. It may have been a combination of spiritual and organic cause. But whatever the reason, we just could not find actual evidence of demonic possession. And
that was in the second case that you were filming for
exactly.
The same episode. Okay.
Exactly. So it was decided that for privacy issues, we would not air that segment. Now, then we went back to the home of Marguerite, and it turned out to be, this was in the middle of the daytime, it was an overcast day, and I began a blessing of the house once again. While we're in the basement, my brother Carl was downstairs with me. He actually seemed to be being oppressed or attacked in some way. He felt his legs become very rubbery. It wasn't that something had frightened him. It was just like there was this weight, this terrible weight and he had to actually sit down, and it took a while to actually being able to coerce him to getting back up. We actually had to physically help him back up. You could feel a very oppressive feeling, in, like you're being watched in that basement. But I concluded the blessing of the house, with the exception of the locked room, of course. That was the son considered that a virtual Pandora's box. And I came back upstairs to Marguerite to try to cast the spirit out of her. And I prayed over her, and the spirit didn't come through as forcefully as it had the first time, our first visit there several months before. And took a lot of provocation. Finally, it did start to reveal itself. And I asked it, you know, to, I asked Marguerite, please help me get the spirit out of you. And finally, the spirit did seem to take over her. And she said, it's out now. She seemed at peace. Jason and I went outside, and we conferred. Jason said, I something is just not right, and I don't think that she's totally delivered of the spirit. And I said, I agree with you. I feel the same way. Sometimes a spirit will do that. It will pretend that it's left when it actually hasn't. And so we came back inside, and I said, Marguerite, I just want to say some few final prayers over you. While I was praying for her, the entity did manifest itself again. It turned out it hadn't left. And I kept at the spirit and spoke to it, and finally it turned around and snarled at me and said, I hate you. But I kept praying in the name of Jesus Christ, and I spoke to Marguerite too, said, you know, do not let the spirit remain in you. Do not let the spirit remain in you. Finally, she let out a cry, which was the sign that the spirit had been expelled. So the spirit was eventually expelled from her, and then a look of radiant peace came over her.
Now, do you have more, any of the other audio you'd like to share? Or?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have to say, though, this is a little disturbing, though. She sounds like she's in a lot of pain. She's not in being physically hurt, but she's becoming very, very hostile. The entity's becoming very hostile, and as I said, it is a little disturbing sounding. So.
And this is when you'd come back in to readdress her?
This is actually the same night.
Right. I said you went outside with Jason to confer.
Right.
And you decided that she was still possessed.
Yes.
So then you went back in, and then this is what happened when you began praying over her again and trying to communicate
with
the spirit.
When we began praying again, she became very, very hostile. And this is the result.
Okay.
Is that your name? In the name of Jesus, is that your name? Did you go by?
Mama, no.
In the name of Jesus, is that your name?
Jesus.
You are suffering, aren't you? Why are you suffering?
Jesus!
Child of God from pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, release the child of God from pain.
statement there.
Wow, that's powerful. Mm-hmm. Now, could Marguerite speak French normally?
Yes, yes, okay. She did normally speak French.
Did her voice change other than having that tormented sound? I mean, did it change? You know, I mean, the movies lead you, you know, it goes from me having this voice to...
Exactly,
you know, I mean,
yeah.
Was there a major change in her voice or pitch when she had the spirit take over?
There were two changes in vocal quality. The first was when she was supposed to be the French-Canadian.
Okay.
But after it revealed itself as a demonic entity, then it became the guttural voice that you just heard, the bestial one.
Now, I could hear, I don't know if I'm just hallucinating this, but I could hear the laughter still while she was talking sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It seemed to be a mixture of laughter and hysteria. It was anger and tears as well.
Wow. So this was a distressed demon at this point. Okay.
Yes, very, very distressed.
Okay.
And it was eventually expelled.
Now, did you find out why it had a hold on her? Why was it?
There are a number of reasons why it may have. I think part of the reason was there was a cult activity in the apartment beforehand, and there were a number of emotional vulnerabilities as well, emotional, psychological, and spiritual. A lot had to do with the son having the room locked up and the family protecting him, and because he believed that spirits did live in this room, and he was not going to give us access to that room to bless it.
Well, we'll be back with more follow-up on this and find out if there's any more backstory to this since your visit there to expel the demon. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show with our guest, Keith Johnson from the TV show Ghost Hunters. He's a paranormal investigator and demonologist. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be right back after this.
It will keep you on the edge of your seat.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
I got a day.
Just don't get any on the floor. Hurry back. There is more to come from the Darkness. On the Edge of Town.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Tri Minnesota Mortgage is founded on one simple principle, to be your complete mortgage resource. Keith Troutman and the experts at Tri Minnesota Mortgage will assist you with all your needs. They've built a reputation for client satisfaction and are devoted to making the mortgage process as easy as possible. You get to work with a broker that understands your needs. Finding the right loan is only the beginning. Tri Minnesota Mortgage will assist you every step of the way to ensure smooth sailing with personal one-on-one help. I'm Dave Schrader, host of Darkness on the Edge of Town. When I bought my new home, I turned to Keith Troutman to help me. He made what could have been a very stressful time easy and painless. He was considerate and realizes that this is more than just a job to have. It's the future for you. I recommend them to my friends, and I'm happy to recommend them to you. To take the first step to a financially free tomorrow, call 952-223-5000 or visit them on the web at cruiseatclose.com. For a fresh start, no matter what your current situation, call Keith at Tri Minnesota Mortgage. That's 952-223-5000. As Keith says, it's your money. Keep more of it. That's Tri Minnesota Mortgage, 952-223-5000.
Howdy, this is Don Raleigh from Evolve Systems. Evolve Systems can't help you lose weight, we don't know anything about diamonds, and we can't help you save a boatload of money on your car insurance. What we can do is help you with your merchant processing. We work with small businesses to provide credit card processing, debit card processing, gift cards, and check acceptance. Whether you need a point-of-sale system, a credit card terminal, or want to accept payments over the internet, Evolve Systems will work with your small business to find the right solution for your merchant processing needs. Ask us how you can get a free copy of QuickBooks 2006. You can reach us at 651-628-4000 or on the internet at www.evolve-systems.com. Now you have a friend. Well, not yet. But give us a call at 651-628-4000 and we can chat. Evolve Systems, where we help you to manage change. This is Don Raleigh. Cheers.
If you read tax every month, you will be able to tell the difference between absurd and creepy. Taxpayer Bag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology, the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at TapsParamag.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you hear loud moans and banging on the walls? Next time, pay for the better hotel room.
Oh, no more Yankee, my Winky. The Donga needs food.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town with your hosts, Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. This is your host, Dave Schrader, along with me, my co-host and producer, Tim Dennis. This evening, you've been listening to the show with our guest from the TV show Ghost Hunters on the Sci-Fi Channel. His name is Keith Johnson, and he's a paranormal investigator and also a demonologist. He was just telling us about the story with the episode that never aired. Now, can you fill us in? So I understand that one of the stories was believed to be just a psychological problem, and that's why they wouldn't air it. But why wouldn't they follow up with the Marguerite story? Sounds like there was enough information there that they could have made an entire episode just about her.
Right, yeah. Of course, the ultimate decision whether it aired or not was, you know, it's not my decision. So I'm not sure exactly all the reasons why it was not aired, but I, as far as I know, the subject matter was just too controversial, you know, and there was, again, there were some, you know, things in the family that they'd rather, you know, keep private and everything like that. So I guess the there were possible legal implications, so they just, basically, it was just too controversial.
Now, at your lectures, have I read this correctly, that you've been able to show some of the footage?
Yes.
And share this with people at the lectures?
Yes, at the lecture I do show approximately 10 minutes of footage of it.
Okay. Now,
with permission by the family, by the way.
Certainly, certainly. Now, we've had questions from people that want to know a little bit of follow-up. Now, for those of you that are interested in the entire story, Keith has been kind enough to actually type up the whole story, and I know that he's got it on the TAPS boards.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to TAPS18.com and look under the demonologist's domain. Is that the correct?
Yes, that
okay.
is correct.
And under there, he's got the story broken down for you, and it's beautifully written. So you share it very eloquently. What is the follow-up? What's happened?
Well, what happened is Marguerite never had another episode of possession. She seemed to be free from the spirit. The family did wind up moving out of the house.
Were you ever able to get into that room upstairs?
No, I was never able to get rid of it. There was some controversy over, you know, when the family was, when they were staying in the apartment, because obviously the landlord had to get into the room one
right.
point or another. So there was a lot of controversy about that. The son had a when they moved out, the room was opened and nobody was attacked. So I think it was basically his phobia that generated this.
So almost, is it like, I know that they usually equate poltergeist activity
right.
with teenagers and their kind of energetic angst, the things that they're able to put out. Do you think the things that might have been going on in that room were just manifestations of his own fear?
I think it was his own fear, yeah.
Okay.
I think that was a psychological imbalance.
And was there ever any noises or anything creepy while we were there hearing coming from that room?
Not from that room, no. We did get EVPs from various places in the house, but that room itself, we didn't get any actual vocal or sound manifestations coming from that room.
Okay. Robin Bailey from the boards, she goes by the name on the TAPS board and over on ours is I Live to Write.
Uh-huh.
She said she's read your stories on the TAPS boards about the various investigations you've done. She says you're a very gifted writer. Wants to know if you have a book in the works.
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. When do we expect to see that?
I don't know when it's going to be out, but I'm working diligently on it, yes.
Excellent.
Hopefully
excellent.
Within the next several months I will have it out.
Will it cover this story and others?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
It will. It covered various experiences beginning with my earliest childhood and when my brother and I first began investigating and when my wife Sandra joined us and began investigating. So, and we, you know, my wife and I formed our own group. So covers a lot of those episodes.
Okay. Are you called in now mainly to deal with the demonic or the inhuman cases?
All kinds. We deal with all kinds.
All right. Are we going to see more of you on the Ghost Hunters show, Keith? Everybody wants to see more of you.
Well, that is to see. I'm not sure, but...
How about in the back nine episodes that they just got done filming? Are you going to be making any more appearances in those?
Unfortunately, I won't be in them. My brother Carl may be, but unfortunately
okay.
I won't. But you never know. It could change tomorrow. There's always something going on.
Why don't we have the Demonologist Domain TV show to follow up on that? I mean, so far they've killed off Master Blasters, Proof Positive. I think you guys would be fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Do we need to start a letter-writing campaign to Sci-Fi or what?
Well, you could do that.
All right.
I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, speaking of my brother, I just had a surprise guest. My brother just arrived.
Oh, well, tell him hello. And, you know, we're big fans of the show and big fans of both of you. It's, you know,
yeah.
a great opportunity. We'd love to chat with him sometime in the future,
okay,
too.
Okay, quickly say hello, Carl.
Sure.
Hello there, this is Carl. How are you tonight?
Doing great, Carl. This is Dave Schrader from the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show.
Hello, Dave.
And just wanted to let you know we really enjoy the show Ghost Hunters and have enjoyed your appearances on the show, you and your brother. And,
thank you so much.
The lights you share.
It's nice to hear some encouragement.
Keith, we were just mentioning to Keith that, you know, that you guys keep knocking off the shows around you, the Proof Positive and Master Blasters, all those. I said you guys got to come out with the Demonology Domain and have you guys out doing the different investigations, just the two of you. When are we going to see that?
Oh, it's potential. I mean, as my brother mentioned, you know, he and his wife have formed their own group of, you know, I hold membership in both the Atlantic Paranormal Society and New England Anomalies Research, you know, my brother's group. Like to have our own radio station. I wouldn't mind that. Doing a weekly show would be fine, or, you know, being a guest on a weekly basis.
Well, let's see what we can work on for you with that. We might have a spot for both of you to come on and do that.
I'd be willing, because, you know, I could talk to you for half an hour right now, but I know you're just about out of time.
Yes, we are. Well, why don't we do this? I'm speaking for myself and all the listeners out there that love the show. We'd love to have you on in the future, and this is an open invitation. Why don't we look at trying to have you come on again in the future with us?
Thank you very much. I would thoroughly enjoy that. I'll look forward to it.
Well, thank you very much, Carl. I appreciate your time this evening.
May I say about Keith Johnson, he is truly a man who is willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause.
And he's damn good looking, isn't he?
Oh, he's a great looking guy.
Identical
I really like his profile.
Yes, I guess.
Yeah, yes, you beat me to that one.
I know.
I'm usually on top of the twin jokes. Okay, I'll give you back to Keith then.
Thank
nice
you, Carl.
Talking to you, Dave.
It was
I look
great
forward
talking
to speaking to you again in the near future.
Great. And if people want to contact you, Carl, is there an email that they can reach you through as well?
Yeah, the easiest one would be through my... They could do it through the Atlantic Paranormal Society, and it's forwarded directly to me from that.
Great.
Also, my own email address is Constable CJ, as in Carl Johnson, Constable CJ at hotmail.com.
Okay, so if they have problems, questions, concerns, they can contact you there?
Yes, they can. Constable spelled just like it sounds, CONSTABLECJ@hotmail.com. And should
great.
Direct questions to me, and I'll be happy to field them.
Well, thank you very much, Carl.
Thank you too, Dave.
Have a great night.
You too, and here's Keith.
Great.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Keith. Well, before we wrap up, we've only got about 2 minutes left here on the show. I do have a question for you that came in from a few different people. We've got Melissa asked this question, known as Empire on the Boards. What is your perception of the Amityville haunting and the investigation done by the Warrens? Do you feel that it was a hoax or real?
Well, having met Mr. Lutz, George Lutz, I've met him and I've gotten to know him, and I'm long-term friends with Ed and Lorraine Warren. And based on their, what they've said, of course, I was never there myself, but based on their testimony, I'd say that, yes, it was a true case. It did happen. However, the media has turned this around and greatly exaggerated it. And it was actually the last week that they lived there that the true horror happened. It was, you know, it's, you see in the movies it's pretty spaced out, but it's actually the main things that happened were all in the last week that forced them to leave. So, yes, I'd say it's been churned around, and but, yes, something did happen. They did. They were traumatized by spirit activity, and I actually believe it to be a true episode, yes.
Great. Well, Keith, I can't thank you enough for joining us this evening and sharing
great
the insights on the episodes that never got aired. We also thank you for just the time you've given to the listeners who've had questions. I'd love to have you back on the show. Maybe you can come on with your brother and you guys can give us kind of a ghost hunting 101 class over the line.
Just, when are you and I going to go out investigating?
Wow, I'd be more than happy to. Actually, something we'd like to talk to you guys about in the future for the listeners. We're thinking about maybe bringing out some listeners to different parts of the country here and going out on a ghost hunt with ghost hunters.
Fantastic. So, I would love to do that.
Great. That would be fantastic. Well, again, if you have any interest in contacting Keith and hearing more about his radio show, hearing more about his own paranormal investigative group, you can go to near, N-E-A-R, dot S, then the number 5.com for his home website. There on the connection, you can find links to his radio show, which is called Phenomena, and that show is live once a week. There is also the Learning Connection. You can contact them to go to any one of his ghost hunting classes and other classes that he has there available as well. Keith is a member of the TAPS team, so that you watch on the Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi Wednesday nights. So we want to thank Keith and his brother Carl for joining us this evening. Thank you all for tuning in and for the fantastic questions. I'll be posting some of the people's names that we read questions from this evening. We'll get you out autographed copies of the TAPS Para magazine. We'll try to get Keith and maybe even Carl both to sign a couple copies of the magazines that we can give away. Appreciate all of your time. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Next week with us, we have world-renowned psychic Karen Reese. She's appeared on TV shows like Possessions with James Von Prague and others. She'll also be on hand to discuss some fascinating facts about the paranormal, possessions, and taking your calls for mini readings. We also have another great surprise lined up for you that you will not want to miss. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.